You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
In the front of the motorhome in a town called New Braunfels, right outside of San Antonio, Texas. And our motorhome park here is getting packed for everyone coming in for the total solar eclipse. As an astrologer, it warms my heart so much to see schools canceled, people taking off of work, just to witness the celestial moment. Now, Texans, they love to party. They love to use any excuse for a barbecue get-together. And I see everywhere so many places here in Texas that are hosting live music and parties to party for the eclipse. And that's fine if you have a Leo moon. To me, it's like doing mushrooms at a music festival. That just, and again, I'm not judging anyone listening going, what's wrong with that? I get it. Some people absolutely love that energy. I am not one of them. I am Miss Be With One Person in the Middle of Nowhere Forest, microdose mushrooms to experience the energy. I think I would just spin out. I think I'm neurospicy when it comes to things like that. And so I look around and I'm like, these people are literally going to celebrate in an eclipse. If I had it my way, I would go get a boat and go to the middle of the ocean somewhere where there's totality and experience it, anchor down, nobody around, silence. But we'll see what happens. So hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. This one feels really cozy. I'm taking it back to my roots, recording in my old Subaru Forester on the side of the road, recording in an old rundown motel, the only thing I could afford, with a dripping faucet in the background, probably mold everywhere. It's probably where the adrenal fatigue started. But it feels that way. I don't have the fancy office. I don't have the studio. It's just you, me, coffee, sweats, and the sunrise over an RV park in Texas. So how are you? How is it hanging during this eclipse portal? I feel like a lot of people are reporting fatigue. They're exhausted. They're just so tired, especially on Easter Sunday here in the United States. We had Easter on Sunday, and so many people were just exhausted. And I felt that way too. Granted, we were in the midst of moving out of our little winter cottage, which was such a moment of transformation, death and rebirth, nostalgia, but excitement. It was a whirlpool of emotions. So I just blamed my own fatigue on that. But during that, I also started my period, which is something I wanted to mention because I'm curating right now a podcast episode about menstruating with the moon cycles. I wrote about it in my book, It's Just a Phase, Journaling with the Moon, that you can get on Amazon right now. It's on sale. Highly suggested if you're looking to discover how your moon cycle works with your menstrual cycle. It's fascinating. I started my period 4 days early, and I want to freak out. The logical side to me goes, oh my God, my estrogen and progesterone are out of whack. But really, when I take a deep breath and go, oh, duh, my body is syncing with the transformations going on in front of me. It is so cool to see my beautiful body always working in favor of me sync with major life events. It's just a reminder that I think I'm in control, but I'm totally not. There's something higher. There is an orchestra of cells and energy in my body that is working for me without any input from my egotistical thoughts. It's fascinating. And I feel like a lot of you ladies listening can really resonate with that. So I wanted to record a whole episode to teach you a little bit about your cycle in the moon, what it means to be a white moon witch, a red moon witch. Right now I'm a purple moon witch. It's amazing. And that is usually a time of transformation in life. But you mean like moving from one home to the next? A Taurus rising in Jupiter feels unanchored. Whoa. So welcome to the episode of all episodes, the one about this huge total solar eclipse in Aries. You guys know what to do. Leave a review, share the show. If you love the way I teach astrology, I do think I'm unique in that I have a very practical approach to it. Feet on the ground, head in the stars. Utilize astrology, but also go live your life and take a break from it. We've got to bring a balance to it. Share the show, hit the stars, leave a review. This helps put Lightworkers Lounge on the map, on the recommended podcast list. You guys have been doing an amazing job at this already, but as we get new listeners, I want to remind you, leave a review, share the show. There's no advertisements on this. I do not get paid for this podcast. It is my hobby. It is a passion. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So please do your part and leave a review, share the show, tap the stars, whatever you can do. Word of mouth. That is always still never going to go out of style in the age of technology is word of mouth. Share the show. I appreciate it. Somebody won a free birth chart reading this month. On Monday's newsletter just a few days ago. She did. And she's going to book her free reading and meet up with me for an hour to go over her chart. All because she was a subscriber to our Monday What's New and Good newsletter. So if you guys want a chance to win in May, it's going to be here before we know it with all these crazy transits of the month. Woo! It's like we're all in a hurricane, huh? Go subscribe, lightworkers-lounge.com. A pop-up should appear or scroll all the way to the bottom. Pop your email in. No spam, no sales, just a Monday newsletter talking about what's new and good in life. Go subscribe. And I'm so excited to share with you guys that the new, brand new pre-recorded readings are now available. If you have wanted a reading from me, but it just feels a little intimidating to meet one-on-one in person on Zoom, I get that. Or if you're so busy that you just don't have time during the week to meet up, now you can get a birth chart reading. Woohoo! I can't believe it took me so long to do this. Sorry, guys. But it's up and it's running and you can book it. We have the basic pre-recorded, the advanced pre-recorded. I'll even do a transits pre-recorded reading for you. You book the reading. I record a reading sharing your birth chart on my screen on Zoom. I send you the recording. You download it and can watch it as many times as you'd like. And it's all yours to keep forever. Ah, lightworkers-lounge.com. Okay. April is a wild month. April is like the Wild Wild West. April is the astrological new year. This is like the real January, this new energy. Oh, wow, what is this year going to hold? Some amazing things will happen. Some scary things will happen. How will I get through them? And can't everything just be fun and blissful? Yeah, we have that energy stirring. You throw on top of it Aries season, the eclipse. We have a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction later this month. Mars and Venus are going to move into their happy signs, their domicile signs, where they feel happiest at the end of the month. So it's almost like the beginning of April is a very rocky road. It's like hitting turbulence on an airplane where you're like, is this plane going down or are we just hitting a rough patch here? Oh, God, hold on. And then the rest of it, the second half of April, feels like flying in smooth skies and watching a sunrise or a sunset from 30,000 feet in the air. And you're like, wow, all of my problems seem to have disappeared from the turbulent back there. That's how I would describe April. I will be back, of course, with podcast episodes to discuss that, as well as on the newsletter. I go even further into it, and it's more gentle because it's writing that you can read at your leisure. So we're covering all the bases. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast and the newsletter so you don't miss a beat of this wild month. When it's wild outside, what do animals do? You know me. I like to use nature and primal things, real things, to describe astrology. But what do animals do? They either go in and hide and rest when the weather is wild, whether it's too cold or too hot, stormy. They just go in their den and hunker down and wait it out. Besides for if you're a fire moon and you're like, no, let's go out and just woo, embrace it, right? This is why astrology is so important to study, because you can give yourself a permission slip to say, I am just going to delete social media apps off of my phone. I'm just going to be without worry of being productive, of being on the go. I'm going to rest and relax. Fiery people will say, no, I'm going out. I'm taking charge of this energy. Woo. right? So how are you feeling? Good? Bad? Crazy? Lost? Confused? All of those feelings are very normal, natural, accepted. They're very normal and natural, irregardless of transits in the sky. But I have to tell you, these transits are a weather forecast, right? Like we can feel good on any given day, whether it's overcast and rainy, or whether there's not a cloud in the sky and it is sunny and beautiful. But will the sun influence us to have a better mood rather than the overcast cold days? Yeah. Most of the time, although I have met people born and raised in Arizona who just light up when it's raining outside because it's different for them. That's the analogy of a birth chart, right? That's all astrology is. That's it. You know, I get people saying, Steph, I'm confused because when I hear all the astrologers say, it's Aries season, you're going to be angry and feel upset. They're like, but I feel amazing. They're talking about these Pluto transits that are deep and dark and scary, but I've been feeling really good. My relationships have felt great. Work is doing fantastic. But why are astrologers saying it's supposed to be difficult right now? Am I out of tune? No, you're not. In fact, I think I'm one of those people who, when astrologers say, it's amazing, my life feels really upside down. And when they say, it's hard, I'm like, wait, I feel great. What's going on? It flip-flops. And of course, this is always based off of your own personal chart, which again, touting my own services here, but it's because it's real. It's so important before you immerse yourself in astrology knowledge on social media or through podcast to have a very firm anchoring understanding of your personal chart so you know what applies to you and what doesn't. Otherwise, it can just spin you out and get you more lost. So with this Aries new moon, it is a total solar eclipse. And if you haven't already listened to the podcast, eclipse, what they mean, what to expect, go back and listen to that so you really have a foundation to understand all the information in this podcast. But I'll give you a refresher of the key points. A lunar eclipse, which is what we just had with the Libra full moon on March 23rd, is more of an internal, subtle change. A solar eclipse, which is what we have coming up on Monday, April 8th, is an external change. Really big, right? During eclipses, it's a good thing to go silent, to just be, to not try to control anything. You know, using myself as an example here, we need to sign a lease somewhere. You know, you can't live in a motorhome forever and run two businesses and see kids and family. It's just not feasible. So this is definitely a stepping stone, but it's a strategic one because God forbid I would not want to sign a lease during a Mercury retrograde eclipse season. Woo, that would end up a mess. So working with the stars, not against them, but utilizing this time to just take a deep breath, go visit places. When you feel passionate about a decision, sleep on it and just see how you feel in the morning. Eclipses are a time to just be at the mercy of nature, right? If there is a hurricane coming to your place where you live and it's a Cat 5, you're not going to go to work and go to the grocery store, get some gas and just live life as normal. You're going to be at the mercy of that storm. And no matter what, it's going to affect your world. So what do? You just choose to go inland and seek shelter and ride it out and enjoy time with your loved ones. No different from an eclipse, right? Especially this total solar eclipse, which is like a new moon on steroids. It's been said that it has the power of three new moons, right? So remember, this total solar eclipse is just the Aries new moon. It's going to be no different than the episodes I come out with every month where I tell you the garden bed analogy that we're going to get to. But solar is usually more masculine, like external changes. It happens more to men in your life and men in general. And lunar is more internal, subtle, soft, women more affected by this. So the signs affected, if it's in the same element, so this is a fire sign in Aries, so my Sagittarians, my Leos, if you have any placements in those, this could be a wonderful eclipse for you. No fear mongering here. This could be a really, really, really great time. If it's around your birthday, hi Aries, it's a good thing to notice that it will be an important year for you to follow. And my favorite quote about eclipses by astrologer Susan Miller is to remember that no matter what happens, just know the universe is intent on moving you forward. So ask yourself, have I been thriving? If the answer is, no, I need help, be excited about this eclipse. If the answer is, yeah, life's been pretty good, but I'll take more, be excited for this eclipse. Don't try and control it. Don't try and think that you know better. Just be at the mercy of it. Surrender to it. Be submissive to it. I know those things have such a negative connotation because, oh, circling back to Aries, it robs us of our freedom and individuality, the word submissive, but does it? Or is it just surrendering? What's the difference between being submissive and surrendering? There is quite a distinct difference, I do know that, but they're in the same boat, except one just sounds more soft than the other, but it's just words. Oh, so Aries and Libras, how have you guys been feeling? Are you okay? Most of all, with this Aries new moon total solar eclipse, I think the key word here is codependency. It's of course individuality. It's of course freedom and autonomy, the things that humans have been fighting for ages. Think about war. Think about genocide. This is just people imposing their individual beliefs on the other. These are people fighting for freedom. How funny. Normally all wars and fights are over an individual belief. Think of like small scale, two dudes getting in a fight at a bar, two women fighting on the internet. You're fighting over your individual beliefs. I'm right, you're wrong. Battle. Ram heads. That's all it is. But if you can surrender to the fact that there's going to be people who have individual beliefs, then you just laugh off and go, that is so not me, but cool, do your thing. There's going to be people with evil individual beliefs that, yes, you will have to fight to say, listen, I am all for freedom of expression and individuality, but that one is very harmful to other people around you. And we can't just agree to disagree with that one. We got to come to a conclusion that's beneficial to everybody. Ooh, this is big Aries energy. I think since 2020, a lot of us who already struggled as being people pleasers really got lost in the codependent sauce. Right? There's been so many political and social movements since the thing that happened in 2020 that I think we've all lost ourselves in being virtuous and being good, kind people and being accepting of all without ever stopping to say, well, wait, I, out of the fear of being called a narcissist, out of the fear of being called something, something phobic, phobia, what do I actually believe in? I don't want to be a bigot, but that belief would make people think I'm a bigot. But are you? Have you lost yourself a little bit to the collective ideas of something without being individually yourself? I think we've all lost ourselves in making sure everyone around us feels loved, accepted, free to be themselves, because we all know what it feels like to not. I think we've developed this huge fear of being racist, homophobic, transphobic, sexist, bigot, narcissist, gaslighting, all the hot words that just became a thing in 2020, which, ironically enough, it's kind of appropriating people who have real phobias, you know? Define the word. Between March 23rd and April 8th, the eclipse portal, expect the unexpected when it comes to standing your ground. If you have these thoughts and these ideals of who you are as an individual, you're probably going to feel around this time that you are ready to say, okay, I'll play the villain. I'll let you call me whatever you want to. Because now I know that I'm not any of those things. I am just an individual with my own beliefs. Beliefs that I feel are authentic, that do no harm to anyone. That's who I am, not who social media tells me to be, not what culture is telling me to be. This is who I am. Now, everyone has a different relationship to social media, but there's one thing that we all cannot deny is that it influences us. It influences us on a level that is still being studied, which is terrifying and quite frankly dangerous. And so it's up to us to know and be really in tune with our intuition and our subconscious to know when it's negatively impacting us or when it's just influencing and impacting us on a level that we feel out of control of. And then once we recognize that, it is up to us to reparent ourselves with this tool that nobody knows rules and laws against or how it's affecting us and say, whoa. Because you can find yourself in some pretty sticky situations based off of the influence from culture, news, media, social media, the internet, and be like, holy shit, what have I done? The most basic example I can give of this is when van life, here I am sitting in a motorhome, so I've got experience with this one. When van life became so popular, everybody was living in a Sprinter van or a converted van and just giving away the 9-to-5, and they were making it look so beautiful. Those gorgeous shots of them laying in a bed, eating food with this beautiful Sierra Mountain view or this beautiful Caribbean Ocean view and thinking, wow, I would love to give up my desk job to just go be untethered and free in that way. They make it look so good. And some people, they're in such a deep hole or a dark place, a confused, stuck place in life, that the more they see those reels, those videos, those photos, those captions of people encouraging for you to break free and chase your dreams, they're being influenced bit by bit by bit. Without stopping to think, okay, that's beautiful and that looks amazing, but what are my core values? Well, I love family. Family is really important to me. If I'm out on the road, I have no family. People don't stop to think that. As an individual, I really appreciate the modern amenities of life. A hot shower, a washer and a dryer. A backyard to just sit in, which of course you get in van life everywhere you go, but you don't get modern amenities. Right? And so they find themselves selling everything they own, giving up some places, a job, a form of income, and going for it. And then they find themselves like, holy shit, I have to go find a source of water every day to refill. I have to find propane to heat the water. The world is crazy. I have to learn how to defend myself in case someone tries to steal my van or rob me because I'm in the middle of nowhere. Holy shit. Everything comes with good and bad, but people find themselves in situations where they're moving to a different country. They're living out of a van. They're giving up something stable for grass is always greener because social media makes it look so beautiful. The media makes it look so beautiful. And I'm not shitting on anybody's dreams because I've done all of these things before. I've had really great success with taking these risks, but I've also found myself in situations where I'm like, oh, my God, whoa, this is going to make a great story for the newsletter. And there's no doubt we're being influenced on such a subconscious level. I feel it within myself, both in person and on the internet, where I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. My energy every day is being based off of what I am subconsciously taking in. And so, boop. Hard stop. I'm going to cut off everything I take in. I'm going to be so cognizant of what audio messages I listen to from people in my life, of what I'm scrolling in and taking into my mind and my energy field, the conversations with people in front of me that I'm having. Just, whoa, let's do a hyper audit of this and figure out who is Steph before all of these energetic influence are being poured into her so we do not find ourselves lost, where we have to force ourselves to enter into an uncomfortable new beginning to rebuild. So this is the Aries new moon. A remembrance that we can be cordial and kind while having individual beliefs that trigger people. We can set boundaries that piss people off And based off of their emotional reactivity, we then get the autonomy to decide, okay, they're angry and they're having a response, a reaction. That's okay. We'll get some space. You know, this new moon in Aries is really going to teach us what and who in our life is worth fighting for, because anger and fights are just a conflict or a natural part of being alive, but also who we're exhausted, who we're ready and what we're ready to put armor down and just wave the white flag and say, listen, this is just conflict, overbearing, unhealthy conflict. And it's just robbing me of any personal growth to be a better person. I'm done. I'm just done. We can do no harm while taking no shit. We can play the villain in other people's stories. Because if you try so hard to make sure that you're the good guy, the hero, in everybody's stories around you, you're the villain in your own. And that, my friends, is not a place you want to be. Aries' word is courage. It's courage. Please remember that. Now, come with me up the hill and through the gate we go to the garden beds. Ah, our metaphorical garden. All my artists, my Pisces, listening to this, if you're a painter, a drawer, a graphic designer, whatever you may be, can you please draw something up of the 12 garden beds representative of each zodiac sign? Because I just love this analogy. I really hope you guys too. This is so my Taurus coming out. But it's beautiful. I literally close my eyes and envision us just walking into our little meadow of 12 garden beds of each of the 12 zodiac signs. And today, we are walking over to the Aries garden bed. Now, this is a new moon. So this garden bed is old. It's got old weeds growing over it, and we have to go in there and uproot the weeds and till the soil and water it, add some food to get it ripe and ready to come back in October together back to this same garden bed to say, ha, let's see what grew. Back in April, we really put blood, sweat, and tears into reviving this garden bed. We planted new seeds of intention in October under the Aries full moon. We're going to come back and see how well we did, right? Because the moon works in 6-month cycles, a new moon, then a full moon, 6 months later, a new moon, 6 months later, a full moon. That's how she works, Miss Luna. So this garden bed is a really, really important one. Because it has the potential to sprout the most potent fruits and flowers of your individual self. What flower do you want to be in October? Do you want to be a luscious, timeless, smells so good rose? Do you want to be a vine of jasmine? Do you want to be a watermelon? Do you want to be an apple tree, a peach tree? What do you want to be in October? Think about that. Because those are the seeds you are going to plant in this bed. At the October full moon in Aries, we will, no doubt, will see a manifestation of what we do or don't do now under this new moon, total solar eclipse in Aries. Have fun with it. My favorite question is saying, hey, if all of a sudden you inherited millions of dollars or there's universal income and nobody has to worry about their basic needs being met, what would you do every day? Like, if that's hard for you to grasp, what if you were gifted the ability to take a sabbatical for an entire year? You're gifted with money straight to your PayPal or Venmo. You're fine. You don't have to worry about any of it. What are you going to do? What does your day-to-day look like? I asked you guys this on a Monday newsletter a while ago, and you know what was fascinating? Obviously, of course, my audience is largely women and females, but they all of you said, and I agree, so throw me in the bucket too. You said, if you have children, you would raise them every day and you would plant fruit trees. How funny. We're just talking about that. You would plant fruit trees and you would garden and you would bake and cook slowly and you would just be present with your kiddos and you would unschool them out in nature and just spend your days outside. Other people said, oh, I would travel. I would go here for a month and there for a month and just take my sweet time and relax and talk to locals, have dinner with their families, not at chain restaurants. And I was like, ugh. So we are just craving a connection with our earth and with each other. Slow ones where there's no conflict. And it was so warming and it was so beautiful. So guys, how can we get to that point? What collectively, bigger than us, what collectively is preventing us from experiencing being able to live lives like that? All of us are hard workers. All of us love to be productive and contribute to society. But where along the way have we just rolled our eyes and gotten a headache and gone, oh, I can't go to this job again. Oh, I can't be present with my kids because do you see how much kids cost today? So think bigger here. Let's pull ourselves out of our individual stories and think of it from a collective lens. We have a huge election coming up here in the United States. And I'm not going to sit here and say vote because I am very big on voting with your dollar. Jael and I were just saying we want to challenge ourselves to only buy our groceries at a farmer's market. Whatever is there, that's all we get to eat. We're not going to a grocery store to buy these big box chain things. No offense to the grocery stores. We're just like, let's challenge ourselves. Let's vote with our dollar and say we want our neighbors to do well. We really want them to live a life where they can take a year off, where they can move slow and be with their family every day without the fear of, I gotta go. I gotta go work this job. I gotta go do this. Right? That's what we want. So let's vote with our dollar to achieve that. It's time under this Aries new moon to unapologetically be you. I'm telling you, it might be scary, but piss people off under this new moon. Piss people off. Trigger them. Upset them. Especially if it is you saying, no, this is my gut feeling and you cannot shake that. I am so anchored in my gut feeling. There's no more, well, but I understand why you would act that. I understand why you would think that way. No, it's time to say, I understand why I feel this way. That's the end of my story. Because you just might find that people respect you more for that. You feel even better about yourself. The pinch and the sting of hurting someone's feelings under the name of choosing yourself is minuscule compared to the lifelong feeling of living in your integrity and your authenticity. This is a time to move and shake and fall into that. Now, this new moon in Aries is, you know how I just said, it's the power of three new moons. I'm going to throw one more. I'm going to say four. Why? Because Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N, Chiron, the great wounded healer, is exactly to the 19th degree conjunct this eclipse. Oh my gosh. When I read your guys' charts and I see Chiron, he is an asteroid, not a planetary body. So he moves very fast, so to speak. When he is conjunct a planet or one of the luminaries, the sun and the moon, I go, holy cow, you really came here to learn the Chiron lesson. And it's a part of your purpose is Chiron things. The fact that he is conjunct to the degree, we're not talking about an orb of 3 degrees or 5 degrees like we usually are with conjunctions. We are talking about to the degree. I mean, I'm massaging my head in an attempt to digest how powerful this energy is. Chiron, the great wounded healer. Chiron is our deepest wound becomes our greatest gift. Understanding where your most sensitive area is and saying, okay, I'm bringing the self-awareness to this area being so sensitive for me, but saying, no more will I let it run the show. I'm going to gently reparent, nurture, discipline this wound so it becomes a passion of mine because I've lived through it. I made it out. I've used it as my strength. Now, help other people. That is Chiron, and he is playing a huge role in this total solar eclipse, new moon in Aries. If there's a part of you that you've struggled to accept that you want to surrender to as saying, okay, you know what? I've pushed it away for so long, but I suppose now that, yes, this is a part of my identity. This is the time that it's going to happen. If you are finally ready to release a wound that you have perhaps had for the entirety of your life and move forward with a clean slate, a new perspective, accepting a new part of yourself, this is the time. And again, you don't have to do anything. If you want to be proactive and do things with this energy, sure. But literally just live your day to day the best way you can, the best way you know how, with the most authentic version of you. These energies will naturally manifest and move in your life. So under this new moon, we are planting seeds in our garden bed of Aries about anger. Anger is a healthy emotion. How can you release it? How can you express it without being overbearing and disrespectful to people? Plant that seed. Aries is boundaries. Boundaries are so important. And I know we need to figure out what our boundaries even are so we can uphold them with people and ourselves. Boundaries for ourselves are just as important, right? A good way to decide and see what is a boundary for you is to look at what pisses you off, what angers you. Anger is a manifestation of a boundary being crossed. That is a good place to start to figure out what is a boundary for me. A loss of freedom. Plant seeds of being free. What makes me feel free? What made me lose my freedom? Well, now I want to plant a seed of a side of my personality that will always move towards freedom. When I think of Aries energy, I think of a boss versus a leader. Think of the word boss. Yeah, that's my boss. It has such a negative connotation to it. It feels like I'm at the mercy of that person. They can tell me what to do, where to go. They're my boss, right? When the boss walks in the room, we all get quiet and don't say anything. I always imagine when I eventually have my own brick and mortar business, I will hire people, but I'm never going to look at them as my employees. I'm going to look at them as my team. I'm on the same team as them, and I'm going to an orientation to teach them about the role and our goal. I'm going to say, hey guys, this is our goal, and we're all working towards it together. I am not your boss. I'm a mentor. I'm someone that you can look up to. I am someone to where when you need help, call me. I'm going to swoop in and be a superhero and help you. I'm your mentor, your guide, not your boss. Ugh, gross. If you want to leave and because you just don't feel good today, go. Just inform me and say, okay, see you later. I understand it. Being human is hard. And what's interesting is the old narrative of Aries energy would say, well, if I just give people the freedom to do that, they're going to abuse me and take advantage of my company and my business. Yeah, some will. Those are people in their disempowered Aries energy, and you'll pick it out and say, hey, not for you. But other people, when you just give them freedom to be themselves, to choose their life, you might find that they produce good things for your business, for your relationship, in your life. As a result, when you just let people be and say, hey, I am here to support you as an individual. I think of my partnership to JL. I always tell him, like, dude, I'm not going through your phone. I'm not checking up on you all day. I'm not like, you are JL. I am Steph, and we're coming together as a team. I want to support you to be the best version of yourself. Not the best version that makes me feel rooted and grounded and safe and assured and loved. Like, that's cool, but that's to me, that's not partnership. A really healthy partnership is when two people come together and say, hey, we're doing this thing called life together, laundry, bills, and taxes, but we're also two people who I want to help you be the best version of yourself. I'm going to slip up and really hinder you for being the best version of yourself because relationships are sticky, but let me know. Tell me. Set boundaries with me. Teach me how to treat you. And I'll do the same. This is big Aries energy. Who is not choosing me? And similarly, who or what am I no longer choosing? And it's best if I just let it go. This is Aries energy, right? It's to see, hey, who, this is the Aries Libra axis. Libra will always give, 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 give. Aries is empowered, will always take, 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 take. Ooh, this makes me feel good about my individual self. I'm going to keep taking, taking. And Libras say, oh, this makes me feel good that I'm giving and giving and giving. I love love. I love relationships. So it becomes this, ooh, really codependent, unhealthy dynamic. And removing Aries and Libra from it, we all sometimes fall into this, I give, give, give to someone who gives me breadcrumbs, right? Under this energy, apply this to everyone in your life. Say, who do I give, and get breadcrumbs in return? And then flip it, because we all do it. Who is giving to me, and I'm not giving much but breadcrumbs in return? I need to step up and say, hey, listen, you deserve someone to treat you better. You deserve an employee who is more passionate about this role, who can really help further along the company's goals. Apply that energy to things in life under this new moon. Plant that seed of intention, and you just may find that come the October full moon in Aries, you're in a job you love. You're in a relationship where there's a pretty balanced give and take. This is the Aries new moon. And of course, to really figure out how much sunlight, nutrients, your specific soil of the garden bed of Aries needs, you want to look at the area of your chart that is ruled by Aries. Is it the first house of self? Is it the seventh house of relationships? Is it the 12th house of endings and subconscious? This is why readings are oh so important. So go to lightworkers-lounge.com if you want to look at where this very powerful Aries new moon total solar eclipse is falling in your chart, to really see how you can tend to this garden bed for the next 6 months so that the fruits and flowers of your individuality are exactly what you want to eat and exactly how you want to look come October. Thank you guys for tuning into and listening to this podcast. I listened during our long drive yesterday. I listened to some astrology podcasts and I was like, this feels so good to just have someone in the vehicle with me talking about a subject I'm passionate about. This is amazing. And I feel really connected to these people that don't even know I exist. And I was like, wow, wait, I have a podcast. I wonder if people who listen feel this way about me. Well, the feeling is mutual. I feel that way about you guys. We share car rides together. We share commutes. We cook dinner together. We fall asleep together. And whenever you guys book readings, I feel like I know you. You do. You do. You don't feel like you know me. You do know me. So I appreciate your ears being here and spending time with me. You could be doing anything in the world right now, listening to anyone in the world right now, and you're choosing me here right now. And I appreciate that more than I'll ever be able to verbally express. So thank you. Happy new moon in Aries. It's sure to be a blessing. And if it's not, your blessing will inevitably come in this weird, wild, fun game of life. I love you guys. Lightworkers-lounge.com. I will see you on the next episode. Sending love.